Moncrief on News Talk.
In the run-up to Halloween, things couldn't be busier for Mark McNamara. With a background in model making, Mark has found himself in a position where every year he takes a couple of weeks off his regular job to carve pumpkins professionally. Mark, good afternoon.
How you doing, Sean?
So in the last couple of weeks, how many pumpkins have you carved, do you reckon?
It's got to be 70, I'd say.
Oh, and they're all different designs.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think I've any. Well, one or two duplicates, but yeah, pretty much 60 odd would be individual ones, yeah.
Okay, and would they all be faces?
No, I'd say about half, maybe a bit more than half would be faces. And then I would do a lot of logos for pubs and restaurants, so it'd be their logos too. But majority would be faces, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so describe your pumpkin, because a lot of people will be doing it the same thing around now. What's your process for pumpkin carving?
Well, I would start with whatever image you want. So you can get loads of stuff online, whatever kind of, and lots of different levels of skill as well, which is important. Like the easiest one is the traditional, you know, two triangles for eyes and a smiley face. And if somebody hadn't done it before, that's where I'd start. One of those kind of images, you know, and hollow it out first. You know, pick your side of your pumpkin you want to carve. You know, the smoothest side. Make sure when you buy the pumpkin that it's fresh, because you can get bruises and stuff. But hollow it out first, and then whatever side you're carving, maybe take it down to under an inch thick, you know, so it's not too thick to carve, to cut through.
And then you just poke your way in. But you wouldn't the faces you carve or the logos you carve, you don't go all the way through.
No. I take maybe a quarter of an inch off the skin and a little bit of flesh, so it lets the light through, and then the skin that's intact will kind of block the light, so you get that light and dark image, and you can just do more detailed work with that, you know.
Yeah, and when you say more detailed work, so it looks more like a picture of the person rather than
like I would use a stencil, like almost like a stencil. I have a printout image of whatever I'm doing, and I'll cut through that with a craft knife, and then use lino cutters, or I even have small wood chisels, just to get a slight thickness off the front, you know.
Okay, and would you be very the pumpkin itself? Are there pumpkins, I assume, that, you know, wouldn't serve this very well?
Too small, it's hard to hollow them out, or too big, just very heavy to carry around. So around football size is good, you know.
That's
what I would usually go for, just enough to get, so you don't want it too small, you can't get the detail in either, really.
Is it very fecky work, like, as in, would you get a pain in your arms doing this?
Yeah, definitely cramps in the hands, yeah, after 70 odd. It's not too bad this year, thankfully. Not too bad.
And so is this built up over a period of time for you?
Yeah, like this is my 15th year carving pumpkins. I suppose 14 of them professionally. I just did some myself, then sent them in to, it was actually in London at the time, sent them in to one of these news, you know, after news shows, local London show, and they actually came out, they loved the photos and came out and filmed me doing them the next day. And then I think it was the next year we started approaching local businesses, to promote, you know, some of them had kind of Halloween displays. And it was only really taken off then in the UK. It wasn't that popular then, you know.
Yeah.
Then we came back to Ireland in 2011. I got on to Fallon and Byrne. They were doing a big pumpkin display. They had a guess the weight of their giant pumpkin. So I approached them, and they were on board straight away with doing, I think it was the candidates for the presidential election, the Irish election, Michael D. Higgins first go at it, you know. And they got a lot of attention at the time. It was great. And then just strength to strength out year after year. The kind of two big pub groups that are my big clients, you know, and been with them over 10 years, maybe 13, 14 years.
Yeah. Where do you get your pumpkins from?
All manner of different, whatever supermarket has them. I don't have a direct supplier. I really should at this stage of the game. But
you should.
I just buy them like everyone else, but I buy them in quantity. So I'm the fella you'd see with the trolley, like, with 20 pumpkins in them.
Yeah, but you do take out something like the inside bit. So
I do hollow them out.
Yeah.
But I do. So I do my I carve my image first and then hollow out. But if you're if people are doing a home where they want to cut through, you're going to do it the opposite way around. You're going to hollow it out first.
Yeah.
What I would suggest, yeah.
Yeah, your bins must be full of pumpkin.
They are. The compost bin is full, right? The brown bin is full.
And while this is all great for you and we applaud you on your success, do you kind of hate Halloween now?
No, like one thing has like we used to love going out for Halloween, you know, dressing up and all, but it hasn't happened in about 3-4 years. Well, I suppose we had lockdown as well, but I haven't. Yeah, the last couple of years I haven't had time to go out because it's just been too busy. Like last weekend was kind of all the big nights out, the bank holiday weekend. Sure, I was too busy to go out. So no, I still love it. I still love it. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And do you put pumpkins in your own windows?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'd normally, like, there's been years where I've run out and I haven't had any left, but I normally just keep one. I'll do one on a Halloween morning and to put out in the window.
Yeah, okay. And so do you have many more to get through or are you nearly done now at this stage?
I have, today's my kind of last big day for the, you know, the clients' ones. I've probably got about 6 or 7 left to do today. And then Wednesday, Thursday, be like friends and family, you know, the old freebies. So yeah, it has to be. I have to be done too, you know, but
Yeah, indeed. So for anyone listening, if you'd like a really nice carved pumpkin, you need to make friends with Mark McNamara. Mark, thanks a million.
Thanks a million, Sean. Cheers.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.